Come on down to AfterBuzz, you're gonna talk your favorite show.
Friendly hosts everywhere, humble talks about flirtation.
Going on down to AfterBuzz, you're gonna see my favorite host. Gonna hope we don't ramble.
We like those with big
bad
titties, man. I hope this show ain't shitty.
Come on down to Afterbuzz and meet some hoes of mine.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Today,
smash.
On South Park Weekly, we're doing the monster mash. We're talking about the best creatures and/or monsters of South Park. If you're just joining us, welcome. This is our 20,000th episode.
And we've raised $0 for Jerry's kids, so.
Yay, us.
We've raised $0 for Timmy!
We have Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I just love this song. I can't get out of the groove. I'm Steph Sabra. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
I'm Christian Blad. I'm a modern-day Bobby Boris Pickett. Person who did this song. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ChristianDMZ.
And I'm at Phil Svitek. That's my name, at Phil Svitek.
Yeah, that you actually added the at to your name.
Legally.
So it just makes it easier. Yeah.
Legally. All right, so we're doing monsters. We each get three picks. We give an honorable mention. You guys get to play along. So name your picks in the comments section. Tell us how much you hate our picks or like our picks. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Also, here's a fun thing. As we continue this until the next season, we eagerly anticipate the next season. Let us know what you'd like us to rank. You know? Give us suggestions. Why not? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying we're not out of ideas. I'm just saying, why not get an episode that you like?
Yeah, you're the ones having to watch.
Yeah.
Having to watch being the operative word.
Because if you don't give us suggestions, the next episode might be called, "Well, what do you want us to talk about, jerk?"
Jerk.
Although by popular demand, there is an episode we will do where Steph Sabra simply sings and we tell her what to sing.
Not wait. That's gonna be amazing.
You guys wrote, we listened.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, alright. Without further ado, pick number three, starting off with Steph.
Okay, I do have a theme this time, and it is the dark side, hence my shirt. Number three, woodland critters.
Yeah.
These friendly fellers are featured in, I think, three different episodes. They're very evil and really creepy creatures from Imagination Land, and they were originally created by Cartman, of course. Some of their favorite pastimes include blood orgies, raping the innocent, and carrying the Antichrist to term inside small Jewish children. I don't really think I have much else to explain about that. It's pretty crazy that they made this up. And I was horrified by them. It's really, really traumatizing watching them. But I have to put respect on their names. Squirrely the Squirrel and Barry the Bear and Deary the Deer.
But they're so sweet.
They're cute, but nothing else.
For me, my number three actually comes from season three, episode three, The Succubus. Now, at the heart of the episode is, of course, The Succubus, which I'll admit to it being a term that I did not really understand before watching this episode. But on top of the fact that we have the succubus in the episode, I really wanted to pick it because my favorite creature discussed in this episode, and we do see him briefly, the Loch Ness Monster. Just the idea, just how many times Chef's parents say, you get the Loch Ness Monster treat, Finny? And I couldn't tell you how many times in my life I've uttered that you gave the Loch Ness Monster treat, Finny. But, you know... To me, that's what this episode is about. Why would anyone give the Loch Ness Monster Tree Fitty?
If I had Tree Fitty every time someone gave the Loch Ness Monster that, I would be a billionaire.
You would be a billionaire. And, you know, look, it does overshadow the Succubus, who is a great monster creature character that, again, I know everything I know about so many things because of South Park.
Absolutely. Well, mine is a callback. It's Mecha Streisand. And she appears in multiple episodes, but the one I really love the most because it's a callback is episode 200 and 201, which is from season 14. where all the celebrities, Stan accidentally insults Tom Cruise again, and this leads to a giant class action lawsuit against South Park. And all the celebrities band together, and they enlist the help of Mecha Streisand to destroy South Park. And it's great. It's just fantastic. Why they would come up with her, why she has to be this way, it doesn't matter.
No.
She just is.
And it just makes sense.
It does. And she destroys South Park. So it's amazing. I don't think anything more needs to be said other than the fact that if you haven't seen these episodes, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, there's so many episodes to choose from. So we're just helping you, pick the ones to watch. I mean, you might as well watch it, the whole series in order. But if you don't want to do that, just listen to us. We know.
In doing this research, I didn't realize how many creatures they actually created.
Yeah, I actually thought this was going to be hard. And then I was like, oh, I've already gotten three and an honorable mention that I really like.
Yeah.
So I could have dug a little deeper, probably.
How I felt. When I was looking through all this, I thought it was going to be hard, too. I kind of listed the ones that were memorable off the top of my head. And then I really thought about it and did some research. I'm like, oh, my. These guys are incredible. Like, the characters and random crap that they think of is so funny and weird.
Indeed. Funny and smart, just like Heidi.
So smart.
You know, maybe Heidi's a reflection of them. Like, Matt's smart and Trey's funny.
Yeah.
Together they're Heidi.
Their daughter is Heidi.
Yeah.
So, all right, pick number two for Steph.
Okay, pick number two is Mickey Mouse. He's featured in six different episodes. He's a greedy, power-hungry CEO of Walt Disney Corporation. Egotistical. He thinks he controls the world. Essentially, him and Disney do. He's verbally and physically abusive to his employees. He can grow to enormous sizes and breathe fire. And he's just a hilarious rendition of what Mickey Mouse is. I think it's so funny to put the business aspect of Disney in Disney's most beloved character. So that's why I love him.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it all started with the mouse. He had some motivation, and then over time he changed.
Yeah, and look, kids. He knows how to get results, and maybe his methods are a little bit unconventional. But you know what? How long has he been around at this point? 90 years or something?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that, you know what? He's got to get his hands dirty. Who's going to get their hands dirty? Donald? No, fuck that guy.
No one can even understand him.
Yeah, exactly. How's he going to succeed in business?
Where he talks.
That's what he talks
exactly.
Like. That's actually what he sounds like, yeah.
Absolutely.
For me, my number two choice, I like to always pick as old an episode as I possibly can. So I picked from episode two, I picked Scuzzlebutt. Now, the thing about Scuzzlebutt is he is a basket weaving monster. He lives on top of a mountain in South Park. He has a piece of celery as an arm. But most important, you need to behold his Patrick Duffy leg. And it's so random that he had a Patrick Duffy leg, who by the time of episode two in 1997, Patrick Duffy, I guess he was the dad on Step by Step, but his heyday was long behind. He wasn't on Dallas anymore, you know, and just so random. And then, of course, in the flashback City on the Edge of Forever episode, you know how they mix things up a little bit. He actually has a Brett Musburger leg, which is actually something I forgot before I started researching this. But that was episode 7 of season 2. So even that is also a very old episode.
It's interesting that in the second episode, I mean, they took a lot of risk with the first couple episodes regardless. Yeah. But that this thing would just come out in the first few episodes of season one is just absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, it's one of the things that I loved about the episode, I mean, about the show, and why I had like those initial like six episodes on tape and I watched them so many times was just because I was like, sometimes you're like, oh, wow, this is a really out there kind of show. They think the way I do. No, these guys are so far beyond anything that I could think of, and it's just to be in awe of the ideas that they came up with. So the fact that they've been doing this for 21 years and Scuzzlebutt was one of their earliest ideas is kind of hysterical to me.
Good choice.
Well, my pick number two is, of course, the Underpants Gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will forever to me, in the amount of times I say, what's phase two? It just comes from the Underpants gnomes. And, of course, I have aspirations of phase three, which is profit.
Yeah.
But I'm forever stuck in the, well, what's phase two? And I feel like part of the problem, it's both a lesson as well as kind of this insight into this creature. They're not really concerned with phase two. They know what phase three is. They're on phase one.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing. You get to phase three. Don't worry about phase two. It's all good. That's why they're my favorite creature slash monster. Or they're my second favorite.
Good choice.
You know, they just steal underwear. That's what they do.
Yeah, their existence is simple and awesome.
Yeah. Be happy with what you got in life. All right. Now we get to the honorable mentions. Steph, kick us off.
Okay, my honorable mention, it was kind of one of those things where I was looking back and I was like, there were so many other choices, but this was purely self-aesthetic. I chose the water bears because I think that they're underrated in terms of how awesome of an idea they are. And the fact that Heidi ended up eating...
She drank the whole thing, yeah.
I just think they're so freaking cute. And the whole idea of how they were being used to fill NFL stadiums because lack of audience. So they were just a really good character. And newer, so it was more fresh in my mind. And one of... That was the only new type of creature, right, this past season?
That I can recall. In terms
of new ones, yeah. I don't think
because before it was member berries, and then it was, yeah.
That I can remember.
That you can remember.
I can remember.
Good.
What I remember is season 7, episode 8, South Park is gay. And there's a lot of great things about the boy band and just so many other things in the episode and metrosexual. And the fact that Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is an important part of this episode. But why I'm highlighting it in this episode, of course, is the crab people. And
why?
This is not the only time we ever see the crab people, but this is where we really get to know them. Crab people taste like crab, talk like people. And I think that that's really important that we all know that, you know...
Because they don't taste like men and talk like crabs.
Right.
Very important to know.
Because that would actually be a very different thing. That would be more like people crabs, which I think is a crazy idea.
We already have those.
Yeah. But
not us specifically, just people.
No. I mean, I certainly don't have people crabs, and I don't know who would have told
you
that.
Oh my gosh.
If they did, they're lying. And they've been mentioned sort of other times in the episode, but really just, this is a perfect example of, you know, like I said, it's an episode about boy bands and metrosexual when that was kind of a new term and, you know, the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and it just suddenly turns into the crab people. And that's what the great thing is about this show, because you're watching it and you feel like it's telling a very linear story, and then it doesn't go off the tracks. It just the train like goes off into space. And
that's what we do with this show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we get off the track all the time.
Yeah.
Much to Steph's chagrin.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is making a return on Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same guys?
It's a little spin. It's not the exact... No, it's not the same guys, but it is. And AfterBuzz is going to be having it, I'm pretty sure.
I want to tell you how much I care. The same amount that I cared when it was first airing, which is to say none.
Well, you have to care a little bit if AfterBuzz is going to be...
Yeah. Well, that side, but the business side of me cares deeply.
But
the personal side, I can
get the entertainment, that's not something you're looking for.
No.
I like it.
You know, I'm like the guy from Matrix. It's, you know, blonde, redhead, brunette. Like, that's just, I don't care. Whatever. I care about South Park.
I do care about South Park.
More that's why
than
I'm
most
here.
Things, yeah.
All right.
More than most things.
All right, everybody. Sing with me. Imagination. I actually
don't remember the words.
I don't remember the words that well. I think it's literally just imagination. So, when you sing those words, you get to go to imagination land, where all the things that we've ever imagined as people just end up. And what I appreciate is it could be what Matt and Trey made up, or it could be real life stuff. So I like their take. I could have literally picked anything from this episode because it – and by the way, it's a three-part trilogy. I could have picked anything. But I went with the Xenomorph, which is their take from the Alien franchise. And I loved it. It was great. It was great.
And there's so it many is. Monsters you could have chosen.
I know. Look at that. Land. So many.
There's – yeah.
Yeah, Frankenstein, all the creatures that you, any of the creatures you guys are talking about were here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like the critters.
They were going to blow up our imaginations.
No.
Well, yes, they were, but nice they didn't.
Try. Yeah, but no.
It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Nice no. try, buddy.
Not going to happen. Not on my watch. But so there you have it. If you want a just great episode or... Again, I say episode, but it's really a mini film. Check out Imagination Land, the trilogy. It's got all your favorite creatures in it. But now for the standalones, the number ones. Steph, kick us off.
Okay, my number one is the Fallen Prince of Darkness, a.k.a. Satan himself. I love this Satan because...
Oh, hi.
South Park just does such a good... funny, different way than you'd ever think of portraying Satan. And in this guy, he's usually tough on the job at work. He acts sure. tough, but he's truly a sensitive guy on the inside. And you see that he's always looking for companionship. He's a relationship type guy. We've seen him in an abusive relationship with Saddam Hussein and nicer relationships with Chris and... Then he has a nice little relationship with Jesus. So I just love the whole everything that Satan brings to the table. And usually every episode with Satan featured in it is always an episode I love.
Mm-hmm. I like the Sweet 16 birthday party.
Yes.
One. That is a good yeah. one.
And he factors heavily into the movies, South Park, Bigger, Longer, mm-hmm. Uncut. And, yeah, and he has a great song in the Mr. Hankey's Holiday Classics. So, yeah, I can't get enough of him. And also, he's so ripped. Good for you, Satan.
Yeah.
By the way, I can't think of Satan as a heterosexual demon anymore. Ever since South Park, I'm convinced Satan is actually gay, which might be a controversial opinion. So, Satan, if you're watching, please comment down below and let us know. That maybe I'm way off my rocker.
That would
my
make
rocker.
Sense. He well, closeted himself. He became a yeah. bad person.
Well, it's not even that gays can't go to heaven.
Oh, my God.
Well, right? That's the commentary.
I guess that's what they're trying to say. That's why he fell.
Yeah. Clearly. In this, yeah, in some of these episodes with him.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. True.
Don't make me a bigoted.
Don't feel bad.
I'm just
for who
saying
we're talking
what I
about.
Saw.
We're talking about Satan. It's okay. For me, my number one is we only have to look back as far as the season before, the most recent one, the member berries.
Oh, you love
because
that.
I love the member berries because we really do live in a member berry world where everything is hey, member, remember this. You know, hey, remember Star Wars? Oh, I remember. Yeah. Great. It's not as good as you remember, but here it is. So enjoy. And it really was a memberberry election. So I don't think Trey and Matt realized that commentary was going to pay off like that. But I guess even if Hillary had won, it'd be like, hey, remember Bill Clinton? You like him. Who cares if you don't like his wife? Vote for her. Yeah, so there's just so much wrapped up in the member berries. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we saw them even for like 1 second in the most recent season, you know I was very excited because yeah. I was afraid we were never going to see them again. Meanwhile, the member berry storyline is not resolved as far as I'm concerned.
No, I really want... Definitely they are the most mysterious creature of all with the most power. I mean, they took down England away from the EU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are responsible for that because... England was like, remember when we were a sovereign nation?
Yeah, I remember.
And the whole Caitlyn Jenner part with them, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were such a... Yeah, I love them. And they're so darn cute.
I mean, I'd be afraid to eat them because they're so cute.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat them.
Yeah. I don't remember what they taste like.
I can't say.
They taste like heaven. That's all I'll say. Oh, all right. Goodness. Mine might be a little bit of a cheat. I don't know. This was a hard pick. And then I realized, no, it's not. I have to go with... It comes full circle for me because I started off on the Jersey Shore After Show here at AfterBuzz. And then at the peak of Jersey Shore's height, they do an episode about It's a Jersey Thing from season 14, episode 9. And in particular, they spoof Snooki, who... They embody her for what she really is, a hideous monster that just smush. Snooki, yeah. Smush.
This was very epic at the time. She's really transformed herself, but at the time, this is pretty accurate.
Absolutely. And you know, I love that line. The title's so telling of what it is. It's just a Jersey thing. It's a Jersey thing. You don't get it. It's a Jersey thing. And so Snooki smushed everyone that she came in contact with.
Yikes.
I mean, I don't think it's that controversial. I think she's a monster. So anyway, I mean, and, you know, for people who are from Jersey, the Jersey Shore was very upsetting because none of those people, I think, are from New Jersey. They're all from Long Island and other places. Staten and so Island. They managed to make New Jersey look even worse.
But New Jersey was never that high up in the...
We're not too public eye.
Well, you know, I have a lot of family in New Jersey, but, you know.
They're too close to New York to be cared about, if we're being honest.
If we're being honest, especially out here.
Not that I don't care, New Jersey.
Well, you're just collectively. You just don't want there to be, you know, hate listed at the bottom of the video against you. Actually, Steph was saying before the episode she hates New Jersey. It's her least favorite state. She said it's even worse than Rhode Island, which she also hates.
Oh, my God.
So that was Steph Sabra.
Cats at out
Steph
of the
Sabra.
Bag. Yeah, yeah, you know, Steph Sabra.
You know what's fun about this? The member berry, it all comes full circle because if we take our member berries, we remember Jersey Shore. And in a few weeks, I don't know the exact date.
But somewhere in the future.
Jersey Shore is coming back.
That's insane to me.
They are feeding us those member berries and saying, Member, we're bringing it back.
I didn't forget.
No, I mean, think about...
You just didn't want to.
Think about what's on TV right now. X-Files, Will and Grace...
yes, Fuller
House.
Right.
Fuller House. Yes, that's actually what I was trying to think of.
Bill Nye came back.
Yeah, remember Bill Nye?
Remember?
Yeah. So
you're so right.
Well, it's because you know nobody knows what's going to make money anymore. So it's like, well, how about stuff that used to make money?
And Netflix is just dishing out shows here and there.
I don't know where that money comes from, but that's not for me to say. Anyway.
Welcome to... Hi, this is Netflix. You're greenlit.
Yeah.
Remember
that episode?
Remember that?
All right. Anyway. So, there you have our favorite creatures / monsters. So many, and we should have like a 10-part series just about this, because there's truly tons and tons. But we've got great stuff for you coming down the pipeline. So definitely keep checking back every single week. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. That way you get us automatically... when we put out a new episode. In the meantime, people can converse with you lovely creatures.
At Steph Sabra on Instagram and Twitter. Forgot where I was.
Oh, and Roar, I'm a monster. You can find me at Christian DMZ.
And I'm at Phil Svitek. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always.
As always.
Member?
Remember us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.